Well, today students will gather nervously and anxiously for the final competitions in the annual Chicagoland Spelling Bees. The winner of both the city and suburban competitions will represent the area in the National Spelling Bee in Washington, D.C. later this year. Chicago writer James Finn Garner went to support his son at an earlier competition and has these thoughts.
If you ever competed in a spelling bee in grade school, I have a question I'm sure you'll know the answer to. What was the word that tripped you up? Mine was handkerchief. This word sank so many Sacred Heart fourth graders standing in line ahead of me that I was confident I had a lock on it. The process of elimination surely gave me an edge. How many different ways, after all, can you misspell the word handkerchief? Me plus one, it turns out. Spelling bees, along with mall walking and the Electoral College, are a singularly bizarre made-in-America activity, and darned if we don't love them. Recent books, documentaries, and even stage musicals have depicted their esoteric operations. Some of these purport to show unhealthy pressures and raw competition among the I before E crowd. But the spelling bee I recently attended was more an indictment of our ridiculous language than anything else. The bee was held for all city, private, and parochial schools to determine who moved on to the citywide final. My fifth-grade son, champion of his school, was moving up to the semifinal big time. He sailed through the first four rounds and even got a laugh from the audience with his theatrical sigh after spelling the word gentry. Four rounds thinned the contestant field from 56 to 12. The tension in the room was terrible, and some of the kids were a little on edge, too. Careful not to add to the pressure, I tried to stifle my reactions, but I was getting too excited. I wanted every kid to win. There was such an array of personalities on that stage, almost every one of them became a favorite of mine. The peppy spark plug, the gangly preteen, the nerd, the cool kid, the sloucher, the soldier in training, the wallflower, the apple polisher, the overachiever, and the goth with the Nightmare Before Christmas sweatshirt. After the bee started, I was pulling for them all and bit my knuckle when a girl put one too many L's in casualty, thus becoming one herself. The most striking aspect of spelling bees is the grossly unfair word selection. A two-syllable softball like Mesa could be followed by a split-finger fastball like electromechanical or dysentery. Some words were a breeze for city kids, like precinct and captain, but others were ambushed by exoticisms like barnacle, semantics, and philharmonic. The word that had the strongest Chicago tang was babushka, but it was too old-world to be familiar. After surviving gentry, buffalo, pacification, and infiltration, my son was finally cut down in the fifth round by the word interim. His cool exterior cracked with disbelief, but it only lasted until he got off the stage and sat down with us. None of the kids took it too seriously, certainly not as much as their parents. To the contestants, the spelling bee was a small price to pay for getting out of regular morning classes. I wish they could have seen the bee from their parents' and teachers' proud perspective. The adults there gave a heartfelt round of applause to each and every kid in that school basement, perhaps realizing that times in the spotlight can be few and far between. And I didn't lose it when my son was eliminated. I lost it inside when any of my favorites slipped up on the arbitrary arrangements and rules-be-damned assembly of these freaky contrivances we call words. Before it was over, the competition almost became too much for me. At one point, I teared up and found myself needing a handkerchief. H-A-N-D-K-E-R-C-H-I-E-F. Handkerchief.
James Finn Garner is a Chicago writer and the author of the book, The Politically Correct Bedtime Stories, Modern Tales for Our Life and Times. The finals for the Chicagoland Spelling Bee is today at various venues in the Chicago area.